Biden uses 9/11 atrocity to demand uniform support for diversity. By Neil Monroe on September 11, 2021. President Joe Biden declared Friday that unity is our greatest strength, apparently contradicting years of prior claims that diversity is our strength. But Biden used his "unity is our greatest strength" claim to demand that Americans unify behind the progressives' unpopular pro-diversity policies that actually helped the Islamic illegal migrants to strike the Twin Towers on September 11. Like an arsonist demanding he be put in complete charge of the town's fire stations, Biden used his September 10 speech to reframe the 9/11 sneak attack by Islamic migrants. The White House's reframing of 9/11 is a progressive-led culture war. The battle for the soul of America, against mainstream Americans' opposition to the immigration and diversity that helped destroy the buildings. Biden said, "We also witness the darker forces of human nature, fear and anger, resentment and violence against Muslim Americans, who are true and faithful followers of a peaceful religion. We saw our national unity bend. We learned that unity is the one thing that must never break. Unity is what makes us who we are. America at its best. To me, that's the central lesson of September 11th. It is that at our most vulnerable, the push and pull of all that makes us human. In the battle for the soul of America, unity is our greatest strength." Biden's demand for elite-directed unity is the flip side of elite-imposed diversity. Progressives have used unpopular immigration to impose damaging chaos and divisive diversity on Americans' free, cooperative, varied, and competitive society. So now the progressives are demanding more political power to repair the civic chaos, poverty, and inequalities that they helped to create or fuel. As Biden said, "In the battle for the soul of America, unity is our greatest strength. We are unique in the history of the world because we're the only nation based on an idea that everyone is created equal, and should be treated equally throughout their lives. That is the task before us." Biden's deputies have put that diversify and rule process into overdrive during 2021. He has allowed roughly 800,000 illegal migrants to rush across the southern border, reversed Trump's modest reforms of legal migration, and invited at least 95,000 Muslims from fundamentalist Afghanistan, including old men married to young girls, into Americans' laws, workplaces, and communities. The 2021 inflow of immigrants will add up to roughly one immigrant for every two births in the United States. Vice President Kamala Harris pushed a harder-edged version of the Unify for Diversity demand during her 9/11 speech in Pennsylvania. She spoke where Flight 93 crashed as the 40 American passengers tried to recapture the aircraft from the immigrant Islamic terrorists. "We saw after 9/11 how fear can be used to sow division in our nation as Sikh and Muslim Americans were targeted because of how they looked or how they worshipped. But we also saw what happens when so many Americans in the spirit of our nation stand in solidarity with all people and their fellow Americans, with those who experience violence and discrimination." Throughout her speech, Harris declined to identify the terrorists or the nature of their diversity. Instead, she used the passive voice to obscure the identity and purpose of the jihadis, while using direct and clear language to target Americans who oppose and force diversity. "We were reminded also that unity is imperative in America. It is essential to our shared prosperity, to our national security, and to our standing in the world. And by unity, I don't mean uniformity. We had differences of opinion in 2001, as we do in 2021. And I believe that in America our diversity is our strength." The calls by Biden and Harris call for unity followed many thousands of occasions when progressives and Democrats insisted to the nation of like-minded Americans that civic differences are good because diversity is our strength. "Our diversity is our strength. Our diversity is the source of America's constant renewal. The reason we've been able to remake ourselves over and over," said Biden's 2020 campaign platform for Latino voters. "I always say, our diversity is our strength. Our unity is our power," House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, said on August 26. "Our diversity is our strength, our unity is our power," she said on March 12. "You remind us, as always, that diversity is our strength," California Governor Gavin Newsom, D, said on August 9. "America's diversity is our strength," President Barack Obama said in 2010. The progressives' ideological demand for enforced diversity is fueled by their bitter opposition to a small government society. In a small government society, like-minded Americans cooperate to set their own rules about culture, speech, right and wrong, sexual relations, competition, and government priorities. But progressives want to have the power to redefine popular culture about what makes a good childhood or a happy marriage, about what behavior is virtuous or just a vice, because they rank their university class priorities and economic interests above those needed by ordinary Americans. So they use their power in civil rights law, immigration, universities, and the media to fracture, stigmatize, and shatter the cultural ideas preferred by ordinary Americans. For example, progressives have tried to rewrite Americans' history from a story of free settlers making their own nation in the wilderness into their preferred claim that the United States is really a perpetual nation of government-delivered, diversity-imposing immigrants. In contrast, President Donald Trump pushed a vision of Americans united around common Americans' ideals. Ideals that disregard the Democrats' push for government-imposed variety, enforced diversity, and mandatory identity politics. In his 2020 State of the Union speech, for example, Trump declared, "The American nation was carved out of the vast frontier by the toughest, strongest, fiercest, and most determined men and women ever to walk the face of the earth. Our ancestors braved the unknown, tamed the wilderness, settled the Wild West, lifted millions from poverty, disease, and hunger, vanquished tyranny and fascism, ushered the world to new heights of science and medicine, laid down the railroads, dug out canals, raised up the skyscrapers. And, ladies and gentlemen, our ancestors built the most exceptional republic ever to exist in all of human history. And we are making it greater than ever before." The progressive backlash to Trump's speech was posted by Vox.com. "Trump just gave Americans a lesson in white history. In his State of the Union, Trump erased Native Americans, the enslaved, and non-white immigrants in the founding of America. In his 2021 farewell speech, Trump declared a message of unity, not diversity. The key to national greatness lies in sustaining and instilling our shared national identity. That means focusing on what we have in common, the heritage that we all share. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. Our communities will flourish. Our people will be prosperous. Our traditions will be cherished. Our faith will be strong. And our future will be brighter than ever before. No nation can long thrive that loses faith in its own values, history, and heroes, for these are the very sources of our unity and our vitality," he said.